Buongiorno everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Idea Element, part of a Geneva Beta 2 week special that we are running for in occasion of the launch of the new beta of Geneva. Today we have Sesha Mani as our special guest. Sesha is a senior program manager for the Geneva framework. Thank you, Sesha, for having us.
No problem, thank you.
So, this is, how to say, our little tradition. We like to start our interviews with knowing a bit more about our host. So, would you mind telling us a bit about your story with Microsoft? When did you start? How did you get here? And so on.
Okay. I've been with the Microsoft for almost more than a year now. I'm a recent hire. I was actually an industry hire before coming to Microsoft. I spent about 12, 13 years in the industry, starting as a developer. That's how I started my career. And then going from developer into more like a senior developer and development lead roles. And then I changed my path to become a program manager. And it started off with internet content management industry. That's where I started my career. It's more of, there's a pioneer of the content management industry, it's called NetNanny. That was the software that I initially started working with in my, probably like 1996, 1997, around that time. And then later on, I moved on to more like a strong user authentication software solutions. And I spent quite a bit, about 8 years almost in that area, focusing on the biometric, one-time password. Those are the two major solutions, as well as knowledge-based authentications. So involving mainly a risk-based authentication platform building. Worked for companies like BioPassword, and then later on it changed, renamed as, but currently it's called as Admin One Security. And they're also in Seattle area too. And then I decided, okay, I need more challenges now, and I choose to stick with the identity area, authentication area. And I saw the upcoming the WSTAR standards and protocols, and got interested, very much interested into it, and I wanted to spend more time with those, and then got hired by in Microsoft as a senior program manager for Geneva Framework. And so, as you might have seen in Harvey's presentation, this was like a three-year project. And at this point, when I joined, it was more like, let's get them into a version one release stage and ready to release to the world. And that's where I got the, I take the opportunity of a PM and this team, and working with Chuck, who's our dev lead, as well as with Sid, who's our test lead, and bringing along the beta releases, and then soon the RTM release of the product as well. So that's where I, my path has been so far.
All right, that's great. I'd say that if you were interested in this area, you definitely got what you were asking for. Must have been a great ride for you. So, speaking of that ride, how about spending a few moments talking about the Geneva framework? So, on what's in there, what you guys were trying to achieve, even since the first beta that we released at BDC?
Okay. Geneva framework is... it's basically a framework for allowing a provided a set of APIs intended for the .NET developers to build identity-aware applications, mainly to focus on the claims-based applications. And as Harvey was pointing out in his presentation, it's mainly to generate the relying parties, what we call the claims-aware applications, and externalize the authentication from the applications to STS, which is a security token services, so that the application developers can focus on the application logic and don't have to worry about authentication or identity security. Instead, let the STS, like security token service developers, address the specific needs of identity. And all the application developer has to do is work with their claims and make necessary decisions that application needs based on the claims that they received. And a claim is basically a statement about a subject, about a user identity. So as you know, all the applications require the user information, right? So user identity has to be presented in order to allow access to the applications. And with this framework and a list of the set of APIs that are available, you can build, you can externalize the authentication to an STS. So you have APIs that are available to build the STS, as well as you have a set of APIs available to make your application claims aware and consume the claims that are issued from the STS. And we basically targeted two set of audiences, the ASP.NET developer audience, as well as the WCF, Windows Common Foundation developers as well. So in beta one, we provided a first level set of APIs to develop an ASP.NET claims-aware application, and what we call is Federated Authentication Module. It's called FAM, and basically that sits inside your HTTP pipeline for the ASP.NET application, and redirects when the user request comes in for accessing the application page. It redirects the user to the STS, to the Security Token Service login page, where the user will be authenticated and provided with a security token that includes the necessary claims in the token, and then get sent back to the application. Then the FAM will open up the token and find out, yes, this is issued by the STS that I trust, and then use those claims or make those claims available for the application. Then the application developer makes use of those claims. The way those claims are getting are made available to the application developer is, you know, as an ASP.NET developer, you are aware of like iIdentity and iPrinciple. Those are the two key aspects that you will work with in order to address the identity aspects. What we introduce is the iClaims principle and iClaims identity. So you have a bag of claims that are available within that iClaims principle, which is a subclass of iPrinciple. And the same methods like isEnroll, you can continue to use them. So in addition to what you have been doing, now you have access to the bag of claims as well. Okay. That's on the specific to the claims-aware application development. And then in the STS side, we offered a set of APIs where you can build a security token service. We do also have a Geneva Server STS, which is a full-blown STS we developed, which is, by the way, is also based on Geneva Framework, which is built on top of Geneva Framework. So we offer the set of APIs to build a custom STS to need, you know, to suit your own needs, what a business, based on your business requirements. You can build your own STS and then wire that up to the applications. So we provided the basic set of APIs in the beta one. And then we also offered an utility to establish trust between the application and the security token service so that tokens issued by the STS can be consumed by the application, and same as STS can issue tokens to the application as well. So that's what we offered in the beta one timeframe.
That's really great, and like somebody who actually worked in this space, I can tell you that it was already a quantum leap in respect to actually write things on your own. So it was already awesome. But if I'm allowed to butcher the English language, I'd say that beta 2 is even more awesome. So let's speak about the main topic of this interview, which is we really want to know what's new with Geneva Framework in this new beta 2 release.
Okay. So in beta 2, we have got feedback from beta 1 that basically the first thing is we want to reduce the learning curve for the developers to understand what a claims-based identity is. Right? How do I build a claims-based, claims-aware application? So we want to reduce the learning curve for getting the developer to that stage. So we want to have a developer build the application over the weekend and then giving it to his boss, you know, the business decision maker, saying, yes, we have, you know, we have this wonderful technology that we can make use of in our applications as well. So we want to make sure that the learning curve is reducing. For that, we have introduced, we actually have integrated with Visual Studio, and we have provided built-in project templates for ClientsAware ASP.NET website as well as ClientsAware WCF service applications. So you open up your Visual Studio and you select new website, and right there you can see project templates available for you. And once you selected either one of those projects, it basically creates a typical ASP.NET website, for example. And in addition, it also wires up the application, the website, to the Geneva framework as well. So on the go, you're right there in Visual Studio, you have these templates available, and you can build it, you know, a plain, simple application, client-server application immediately. In addition, we also, as I said earlier, the STS development, so it's also possible now using templates. We have two templates for that as well. So you can start with a simple STS. I know, again, this is all for evaluation starting point. So if you want to build a production STS, you'd want to, you can use as a starting point, but there are other things you would have to consider to match with your business needs and the requirements for this STS development. So we introduced this Visual Studio templates in beta 2. That's one big step forward. And the second major thing is, as I said earlier, in beta 1, we had a utility called FedUtil to establish the trust between the application and the STS. So in beta 2, we actually integrated that within the Visual Studio as well. Because in beta 1, you used to go and execute them direct in a command prompt and then walk through the on-screen instructions. Whereas in beta 2, you will be able to invoke that utility right from Visual Studio, and also the existing project information will all be pre-populated for you, so then you can follow through the on-screen instructions, and all the information it needs is what's the metadata, federation metadata URL for the STS, the Security Token Service. So federation metadata, I probably want to spend some time talking about that to explain. It is basically, it's a document that describes the requirements of applications, like what claims are required for the application, and what's the certificate that needs to be used for encrypting the security tokens that is coming out of the STS, that's coming from the STS. So information like this are being already available in this, or can be part of the Federation Metadata document. Now this tool allows you, basically automatically generates the metadata document so that you don't have to worry about what the information that I need to put in for the document so that I can give my STS admin, here is the metadata document, you know, go and use it for establishing the trust from STS to the application. So this all being done by the tool right now in the beta 2. So that's one another big step forward we did. In addition, the tool, FedUtil tool, also available like three modes of operations. So one is, let's say you have an existing ASP.NET website, right? And you want to make it as a ClientsAware website. So you select that project in Visual Studio and right-click, and then there is an option to invoke FedUtil. So currently it's called as Modify STS Reference. Soon it probably will come with a better name and change it. But that will invoke FedUtil, and then you can specify, okay, I want this app to be just ClientsAware, or create a local STS, right? Because for the end-to-end application development, you may want to have the STS right in your development and development box itself. You don't want to rely on your STS admin to install a production STS so that you can hook it up to the production STS and all. For your end-to-end application development, you want to do it right in your development box. So for that purpose, we introduce this local STS concept. So you can select that local STS option, and which will generate an STS project on the fly, and then add that to your current solution, and then automatically wire up your site to that local STS project. So that way now you have your existing app, ClientsAware, as well as it is wired up to an STS as well, which means it's also federation enabled as well. And then you can finish your development, add your custom claims as needed for your application. But once you have finished your application development and all the claims that are needed or required by the application has been finalized and all, then you can provide, you know, the application metadata document is available. You can provide that application federation metadata document to your STS administrator and make sure that he has configured the STS to issue those claims in the security tokens. and then you can wire up your application by running the FedUtil tool again and pointing to that production SDS. And then you are basically completing your life cycle of that application development. So we made the process of creating, or two ways, creating your client-server application or making your existing application client-server and wiring up to the STS much easier in beta 2 timeframe.
That's awesome. That's something for which people will love you, because apart from the consideration that you did about the production STS, in this phase, very often, you just don't have any STS to play with. So if you want to write your own application, it's difficult to find a public STS. So this mode is really fantastic and cuts the time of developing an application literally at least in half. That's beautiful. And you were saying that this modify STS reference has three modes. So you described the local STS mode, and what are the other two modes?
Okay. So the other two, the one mode is there's a no STS mode, which is you have an existing app and you just want to make it as a client-server app. And what will happen is if you choose that mode, it basically wires up the claims principle HTTP module. So it transfers the existing authentication, let's say Windows integrated authentication when it comes in, it will make this available as an ICE claims principle so that all the SIDs that you had in your Windows integrated auth will be made as a claims. So that's one possible mode. Then the other mode is connecting or wiring to an existing STS or a production STS. So that's the third mode. That is also available is the FedUtil.
All right. And I also know that with a new beta, you can use this tool in a silent mode for deployment, right?
Yes, that's exactly correct, yes. So in interactive fashion, as a developer, you know, you can use it during your application development. And then when you are going to deploy this application, you may want to script the way that trust is being established with the STS. So we offered this silent mode option with the tool so that you can provide an input data file for this tool, and then basically it requires information like what's your configuration file for the application and what's the STS metadata document URL location, stuff like this. And once you have those information in the input file, you can silently run this tool and the tool will configure the application, and then the administrator will then set to go for this application deployment.
That's really, 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 really great. I'm sure that the IT pro will really appreciate this kind of tool, since it really makes their life easier. So instead of just thinking of two developers, we are also thinking of them. And
Those
are the biggest changes in Beta 2. But I also know that you sprinkled a number of seemingly small, but not really small, changes here and there, which actually, on one side, it makes things easier, and on the other, sometimes you even enable completely new scenarios. Like, for example, we finally have a hook for authorization, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's right. In addition, one of the asks that we had from Beta 1 is, it's great we have a story for authentication, and what is the story for authorization using the claims? And in Beta 2, we have introduced an entry point, an extensibility point called Claims Authorization Manager that you can extend and provide your own authorization engine. And this is a simple interface that we have introduced it, and I'm sure Chuck probably will talk a little bit more about it in his interview on what that means and how you actually can hook into it. And our goal is for this beta too is to be able to provide this interface and gather feedback on how we wanted to proceed further with respect to the authorization. And also, to point out, we have introduced built-in bindings that is part of the Geneva framework. So for example, if you are a WCF developer, you are well aware of the standard bindings that comes with WCF, like Federation HTTP binding or WS HTTP binding. Similar to this in a Geneva framework, to ease the configuration of the application, WCF service application with the STS, we have introduced a couple of built-in bindings as well. And in addition, there are changes happened inside the configuration in order to make it our in parity for WCF. So for example, you can configure in WCF multiple services within a single configuration file. In similar fashion, in Geneva Framework for Beta 2, we have introduced the same concept of configuring multiple services. So you will be able to configure those as well. And there is also one other thing is the support platform. So we have introduced support for Windows 2003 now in Beta 2. So that includes Windows Vista, Windows 2008, and Windows 2003 will be supported in Beta 2. And I believe there is one other change that I want to highlight in Beta 2, which is the federated authentication module. We have made some changes in the configuring the federated authentication module much more intuitive. So for example, previously in Beta 1, you might have noticed that there are some events that are being triggered off of the federation authentication module, which is actually derived off of federated authentication module base. Whereas in Beta 2, we have basically consolidated that into events that are triggered directly from FAM or from the session authentication module are being posted, moved over to the same module itself. And both of modules are derived off of now a simple high HTTP module base. So those are all the kind of major changes that are coming in for Beta 2.
That's great. And I'm sure that the introduction of 2003 as a supported platform is going to make happy a lot of people, because that was really listening to the feedback that we got from forums. So really kudos to your team.
Thank you. That's good.
All right. So thank you so much for this introduction. You really covered a lot of ground in just a few minutes, which is great. I'm sure that everybody is looking forward for playing with these new features. And just before leaving you, I'm sure that you and your team for doing all these lived some interesting evenings here in Building 40. So I was wondering if you have some interesting story, some funny story that you can share about what happened while you were developing the Geneva Framework.
There were a lot of interesting stories happened when we were developing Beta 2 for Geneva Framework. One thing that I can remember, one funny story that I remember is when we started the development of this utility that I mentioned for establishing trust between the application and STS, we actually initially named it as Futil. That's how we actually named it. And later on we decided, it's less... Let's change the name to FedUtil so that it's actually, Federation Utility. So that was one interesting story that I can remember.
That seemed a wise decision. So it turns out that developing a framework is not just about the technical savviness, but... All right. Okay. Thank you so much again for having us here for this introduction. And I am sure that we will feature you again on the Idea Element as we go beyond Beta 2 and we run toward RTM.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.